This developing story is brought to you by me, because I'm recording this. It's also brought to you by Block, because they pay for my salary. If you have any interest in learning how to code online with a mentor, send me an email at hello@briandouglas.me.
Guys, this is Brian. In addition to my regular mutual fund meetings, I'm going to do an additional Periscope chat. I think there's a lot of valid questions. A lot of people are asking some pretty good questions on these meetings that I've been doing on a weekly basis. If you are interested, best thing to do is probably follow me on Twitter, and I'll be tweeting out a live Periscope meeting on October 8th. Episode 32 of This Developing Story. So Periscope meeting is going to be at 4:30 p.m. West Coast time. And I might have mentioned it was going to be 6. I am bumping it up an hour and a half just because I need to go to a meetup locally. It's a Swift meetup. So I focus on exactly what I'm doing. So I figured I can't really miss this one. So I'm just going to, rather than have a conflict of schedules or move it to a different day, I'm just going to bump it up early. Not 100% confident on how many people are going to show up at the time I'm doing the Periscope meeting, so we'll see about that. But as far as that, it's just going to be at 4:30, and hopefully see you there. So this week was filled with a GitHub conference. I was listening to the Ruby on Rails podcast, and I didn't know the guy's first name, Kevin Daigle, I guess. Kyle Daigle is his name. He had mentioned there's a coupon code to attend the event for free. And since I am already in SF and I don't have to pay for a hotel or anything like that, I just have to kind of get transportation to there, I went ahead and signed up and attended GitHub Universe on Thursday and Friday. So this event was actually much different from the past conferences I actually attended. It was focused on GitHub for sure. It was a first event of this kind for them. And in the last, 3 years, they've kind of been focusing on kind of pushing towards GitHub Enterprise. So it also felt more of like an enterprise conference than a regular tech, like a JavaScript conference or anything like that. So that made it interesting because it was actually a lot of companies that I dealt with when I was in enterprise sales for IT. And but nobody I really knew of because it was more of hands-on technical people, and I dealt more on the business development side. So, the conference was good. Kind of repeated a lot of things I already knew about GitHub, a lot of their focuses. They have a focus on teaching or GitHub School or something like that, where they have like a bunch of free products if you're in school. So you have access to GitHub. Kind of like some basic Git things. Kyle Daigle talk. The talk that Kyle Daigle gave was based on the GitHub API and using that for your app, which is pretty straightforward. I mean, I already do Ruby, so I understood exactly what he was talking about. Not everybody there was a Ruby developer. They have one thing that's actually really exciting is they're pushing for everybody to learn how to code, which is quite interesting position since I'm already at a company that's basically doing the same thing. It's just an interesting focus on their part, which I'm looking forward to seeing how that basically spans out on their end. As far as the top conference as a whole, I was pretty interested in some of the stuff that they work with for the Atom project. I wasn't aware of this, but Atom's actually built all in JavaScript and web developing technologies. So they use web languages for desktop apps, which was quite intriguing. Some different ways you can build OS X apps using just JavaScript. So I recommend definitely checking out Electron. Is that library? Seems pretty straightforward. And other than that, it was I didn't go to any of the night events. I don't think that's really my thing at this point. It would have been, a pretty cool party. GitHub's an interesting company because, I mean, it was started by people who are basically my age, who probably have a lot of the same interest as me. So it was cool to see the company and see their employees walking around and enjoying themselves. So yeah, I highly recommend, I mean, if you're in the area, definitely check it out. I'm not sure if I would have flew across the country to go to this. But other than that, it was cool to see a different part of San Francisco, which I have not seen before, with the Dog Patch area, which is south of the AT&T Park, just down 3rd Street, I think. And that was a pretty interesting area. I mean, it's more of industrial park there. And the actual conference was housed in an empty pier, like a warehouse for the pier. I'm not sure if that pier looked like it was kind of had some things going on, but I think the plan for that area is to make it into office space. I think probably more like tech office space. So, but I think they already have conferences there on a regular basis. So, yeah, Pier 70 was where that was. So, yeah, that was interesting enough. This is also a unique conference because it wasn't as intense information. So I actually was still able to get put in like almost full days of work. Friday, actually, I didn't put a full day. It was more like a half day, but I put a full day in on Thursday while the conference was going on, and I was working on some code. So that was different. I don't think I've ever been able to multitask like that before, but I was able to get that accomplished. But other than that, yeah, GitHub. Finally, it's going to be a quick podcast, but I am going to be changing up the format of the podcast pretty soon. I think the audio diary version of the podcast is good, but it's also, I think, that kind of still leaves the door open for me to do other things with this podcast. So I'll be playing around the format in the coming weeks. I'm not sure if I can get anything organized for next week, but we'll see. I've got something in store. But hopefully it's interesting enough for you guys to still listen. I'll still have a sort of try to take the approach of the Mark Maron podcast, where he kind of does what I'm doing already in the first like 10 minutes of his podcast, and then he rolls into an interview. I think I'm going to try that approach. Don't know who I'm going to interview at first, but I have been in talks with some different people. So we'll see if I can get other developing stories on this podcast. My tip for this week is actually upgrading my Go. So I've been messing around with some more Go, not tons each week. Maybe get maybe an hour in a week, just tinker around with this Go weather. And I wanted to take the opportunity to upgrade to 1.5, which is like the latest version of Go. I could not figure out how to do it, because normally, I guess with Node, you kind of just brew install or brew upgrade. And then with Ruby, I use RVM to change different versions. But with Go, I wasn't really 100% sure on how to upgrade it. Turns out, all you had to do was just download Go from the main page, and it overwrites your current version. So since I was on 1.4.2, downloading the latest Go actually bumped me up to 1.5.1. Not tons of changes, I guess performance changes in the newer version, but I figured since I'm only tinkering around with it, there's no reason for me not to be on the latest. So that's my tip. If you want to upgrade your Go, all you do is download it. Developingstory.link.